Thanks for downloading this episode of The Magpod, a podcast from the Magpie Anthology. My name's Tom Stroud, and in this episode we're joined once again by Rouse Limited for the voice of the expert, and we're talking money and financial planning with Ben Rouse and Ben Silk. Now, Ben Rouse, should I be worried? If I pick up my newspaper or look at the TV news, I'm seeing people talking about economic crashes, talking about the value of the pound tanking, economic uncertainty, political uncertainty, there's Brexit out there, there's all kinds of things going on, which as an investor, I could find pretty scary. Should I be worried? And do you get a lot of people asking you these sort of questions?
I think, Tom, this is one of the key points about investment. It's about understanding the risks that you're taking on. And we have very in-depth conversations with clients when we do take them on as clients to make sure that they have a really good understanding of what they're getting themselves into when we take investments. Now, I've been doing this for, I think it's nearly 30 years now. So I've seen many, many ups and downs for all sorts of different reasons. And the reaction to those things is always the same. There's a reduction in markets. Everyone panics, thinks the sky's falling in, starts taking money out. That's where you lose your money, by the way. You take the money out, you lose it. And then, of course, when everything gets better again, they start to think, oh, this feels more comfortable. I'll put my money back in. And then it goes bad again and they take it out. And you just repeat that process until you've lost all your money. That's what happens if you don't have, you know, a good understanding or a financial planner working alongside you to say to you, now, hang on, let's just calm down. Let's see where we are with things. The two things that you can control in investment are diversification. So having, you know, a number of eggs in your basket rather than one big one. And the other thing is cost. So, you know, if we can control those two things, we have no idea what is going to happen anywhere else. But what we do know is that there'll be ups and downs, but eventually, because the price of things goes up, there will be growth. And that will be more than you have in cash. That's the general advice. If it didn't happen and things just went down, it doesn't really matter anyway. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, we have to go into things with a somewhat optimistic look, but a pragmatic look about where you're holding your stuff. So we always say very much to clients, undoubtedly, when you do this £10,000 investment to the ISA, you are going to crash the world stock market. And you should be proud of that, because then when you do it again next time, you know, you'll be able to buy it cheaper. It's all about having a pragmatic view, making sure you've got enough cash set aside for anything that can come along. But then with the other money, you know, for heaven's sake, make it work.
In our last podcast, Ben Silk, you said volatility also leads to opportunities and that your eyes almost light up sometimes when markets change. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so there's always opportunity. There's always two sides to every coin. If the markets are falling down, staying invested, you've got your dividends, you've got your income payments, they're going back into the market and buying things at a cheaper price than you bought them previously. In fact, the best thing to perhaps do would be to put more money in. You know, if you were going to buy goods A when it was priced up here and now it's priced down here, it's an even better value deal. If we can get more money in, brilliant. If we can't, let's just sit tight and see this through. In terms of opportunity, one of the biggest obstacles we're finding for people investing at the moment is Brexit. Not sure what's going to happen there. But if we look at it, if we have a no-deal Brexit, what's likely to happen, the pound's likely to fall. So therefore, if you've got investment in overseas companies, you'll probably do all right on that. But on the other side of the coin, if we have a deal Brexit or a no Brexit or a second referendum, then the pound might strengthen. So you would benefit from having UK domestic companies. So Brexit, whilst it is binary, its outcomes aren't. There will be winners and there will be losers regardless. So it's just about making sure that your portfolio reflects both those risks, really, because a no-deal Brexit is as risky as a deal Brexit, maybe more so. So provided you've got that diversification and you've got the investments that will benefit from certain outcomes, you should be okay in the long run.
So how much of your day-to-day job is affected by the things that we see in the news?
We try not to get too bogged down with the short-term events and the short-term volatility. By the time the bad news has hit the press, most of the money markets have already reacted. So you've missed your opportunity to get out. If you can find the next downturn before it happens, not only will you be extremely wealthy and you'll be welcome to be employed by Rouse Limited, you've got to act on it before everyone else gets wind of it. because newspapers are yesterday's news and the markets are always forward guessing.
I'd just like to clarify Ben's remark. That doesn't include insider traders, which is the other way, of course, getting ahead of the market, which is, as we all know, illegal. In terms of what's in the newspapers and stuff, it's just financial pornography as far as we're concerned. It keeps the appetite going, but there's nothing you can do with it. You know, it doesn't help in terms of where you're investing. What we're more concerned about is the stuff that we don't know about, and those are the ones that sort of hit you from the side. But again, you know, provided you've got enough cash set aside, it doesn't matter if something comes along and knocks the markets, because there is opportunity in that. And you know, we were very proud as a firm through the banking crisis, which now seems, you know, so long ago, it's 10 years ago, you know, some people won't even remember it. But, you know, through that process, we kept very close to clients, and we didn't lose any clients out of the market at that point. And within 18 months, you know, massive recoveries had been made, and money had been made for those that actually continued to invest.
So are times harder than others? Are there times when you have to think very quickly? And are you presented with challenges? And what are those times like?
Definitely 2018 was more challenging than 2017. So 2017, we had quantitative easing on full tap, and it didn't matter what you were invested in, it went up in value. 2018, we had a number of events that caused markets to go up and down throughout the course of the year. And you did very well, or you were very lucky if you actually made money throughout 2018. 2019 started really well, and now we're having a little bit of a blip. So it looks like it's going to be more like 2018 than 2017. So we just have to be a bit careful about how we're investing our money and the types of companies that we're looking for.
I think also there are specific reasons why we would come out of an investment, but volatility would tend not to be one of them. You know, if there's a change of fund management in a group that we're using, or they're holding an investment inside their fund that we don't like, then sure, we'll look at it, assess it, and may make a change in that circumstance. But we won't change just because something's going up and down.
The bottom line with this is it's measured risk, isn't it? And if you do need the money tomorrow and you're worried about what might happen to it overnight, then you shouldn't have it invested in this kind of platform.
No, that's absolutely right, Tom. And I say, you know, keep yourself 6 months in cash, except you're going to lose money on it from an inflation perspective. And also look ahead, try and look ahead for, say, 3 years. And if you can set that money aside in cash as well, then, you know, you really don't need to worry about the short-term performance on anything which you're holding for a longer-term aspect. And try and think a bit more pragmatically about it and say, okay, I'm paying in regularly, market's gone down, great month, I'm going to buy stuff cheaper.
Don't panic. Sound advice from Ben Silk. And if you want to find out more about Rouse Limited and the things that they do, you can go online to magpieonline.co.uk to find out more about Rouse Limited, a team of independent financial planners based on the Isle of Wight. There's more about them and more episodes of the Magpod at magpieonline.co.uk.